This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bites. It is Wednesday, the 24th of February. In the studio with me is Frida Liu. My name is Audrey Raj, and we are talking about going back to the movies. Would you go to the cinema again if it was reopened with strict SOPs? Now, we have a poll happening on Twitter and on Instagram, and we'll get to that in just a bit. But you can also reach us on WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Frida, let's look at the poll.
All right. So, yes, I miss it at 38.3%. No, still not safe at 37.8%. So, really neck to neck. But 21.4% maybe wants to support, which is very nice for you guys.
Over on Instagram, it's still at 64%. Yes, they're ready to go back. 36% no. And some messages on WhatsApp.
Yes, okay. I have to talk about Ro because I was going to say maybe to the cinema, but immediately when I talked about it earlier on, I played the song by Yazoo that said, don't go.
Oh, okay, so it's a sign, is it, Ro?
Okay, here, this is Stephen. He says that, in my opinion, whether the sectors can be reopened or not should be decided based on their risk assessment rather than their essentiality. I don't know if that's a good word. Our cinema has been doing quite a good job in adhering SOPs last year, and compared to restaurant and other public places, the fixed seating inside cinema is easier to ensure the physical distancing is maintained with the implementation of a seating gap. Alex said, no new movies, so no point going. And Walter says, yes, it's about time we support the entertainment industry apart from the travel industry that is badly hit. So good on you, Walter. And from 5597 here, it says, I don't think time to reopen cinemas yet in red zones until cases are more well controlled. I don't feel comfortable going to cinema at the point. Regarding China, the situation is so different as they have a much better control of the pandemic with wide testing. Referring to Mei Li's conversation.
Right. Now, you have about 21 minutes to get in touch with us. Chime in on the conversation. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. But for now, you know, since most of us have started watching a lot of TV and maybe movies,
talking about you, Arvin.
during this pandemic, and if you're being completely honest, not all of us have been doing it legitimately. Everyone is doing it legitimately. Now, according to the DCA, which is the Digital Citizens Alliance, who are an internet threat education body, their research has shown that those who had piracy devices and apps in their home were 3 times more likely to report an issue with malware than those who didn't have such a device in the home.
So the findings are particularly troubling when it comes to those who work in jobs that include sensitive or confidential information such as corporate finance, national security, government, or the medical and legal fields. 50% of those who work in jobs that can include sensitive or confidential information who said they had a piracy device in their home reported having an issue with malware in the last year. So only 70% who said they didn't have a piracy device reported malware, according to the study.
So Tom Galvin, who is the executive director of the DCA, he explained that when, and he gave a US example, he said when tens of millions of Americans were forced to work from home, it created a golden opportunity for hackers to mine their computers for sensitive information. Now, many Americans don't realize that they opened a window to their home when they plugged a piracy device into their network. And if they work in jobs that can affect the economy or national security, for example, it's basically a recipe for disaster.
Right. So, and as streaming emerged as the go-to way to watch TV shows and movies, hackers seized the moment. In 2019, Digital Citizens detailed how malware was spread through piracy apps. In one case, soon after a researcher downloaded a piracy app, malware within the app forwarded the researcher's Wi-Fi network name and password to a server that appeared to be in Indonesia. Shortly after, Microsoft and others posted warnings about the rise of malware from piracy apps and devices, and the Federal Trade Commission warned that piracy apps and devices pose a risk to home networks. So if malicious software on the pirate app gets inside your wireless network, it may try to infect other devices connected to your networks, and that could put at risk a computer you use for sensitive transactions like online banking or shopping, and it could also expose your photos and other personal information.
What do you have in your PC? Is this worth it? You know?
Right.
Well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, over the last year, you know, definitely a lot of people out there are doing this.
You know, on TikTok, we've been covering all this about security, that is, and it's always like you can have the best, you know, security software and all that, and it's always back to the user.
Yes,
right.
It is.
That has, you know, that would have been the issue, right? It's not the technology; it's the people that have allowed this, you know, have allowed the window to open.
Mm. So right. You know, all this, not so legitimate streaming of movies on your devices at home. Maybe what we need is to go back to the big screens, which is our topic for the day. Would you go back to the cinema again? If it was reopened with strict SOPs, why or why not? Frida, let's read a couple of messages that have come in on Twitter.
Okay, so here from Farhi Yusuf, it says, not worth the risk when the cases are still high. Risk of getting infected is high in enclosed spaces without proper ventilation, air circulation. Shamil Razal said, no difference between going to cinema or going to the malls or eateries. Go once in a while. You jaga SOP and the operator properly sanitize the hall before each movie should be okay. Now, can we please screen Doraemon Stand By Me too? Please.
Okay. There's a fan in the house. Okay. And maybe one last one.
All right. From Namaste at home.
Okay. All right. I think we got the response right there.
No new movie release worth watching in cinema. Home streaming is sufficient for now.
Yeah. We've got Shed Zul on Instagram who says, never been a big fan of movies, so let alone going to the cinemas. So, Syed Zul.
Mm.
Oh, we need to do a movie together, man. You know, when it's safe. Simon says Malaysians have proved that SOPs won't be followed due to COVID fatigue, so it's still dangerous, says Simon. Anik Pikmai says online movie platforms, there's online movie platforms also present, but you know, we're just talking about how if it's not a legitimate site and if you're doing this not the right way, it could be dangerous to you, it could be exposing everything on your computer to everyone in Indonesia, maybe. And maybe one last one here from Ravin who says, I rarely watch movies at the cinema, so why bother? Wow. Mm. Yeah, interesting to see that, because I'm a big
cinema goer.
It's something that we do with the girls like every other weekend. Whenever there's a movie, we just go and we do it for the experience, just to get out. And then it's about the experience, right? And it's something that over the last year I've really, really missed. But tell us if you miss it as well, or if you still think it's not safe, or if you want to go to the cinema again just to support the industry, because the players are suffering. Would you go to the cinema again if it was reopened with strict SOPs? Still about 15 minutes to get in touch with us. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio, on Twitter and on Instagram. When we come back, we'll do a story about live music coming back to New York, and if that will also inspire live music to come back here in KL. But for now, here's Chic with Strike Up The Band. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.